This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey guys, it's Jill here without my co-host just for this one time for a couple minutes to let you guys know we recorded this entire episode and somehow lost all of the audio except for the first 6 minutes. And we were so upset and it took a really long time until we figured it out and we were already apart. So after I'm done talking, you're going to hear the first 6 minutes and then that's it. We will work on getting it back. But the good news is we finally found the audio for the missing episode when we got Wig from season 5 was accidentally loaded twice and the Reagan episode was missing. So once you listen to the first 6 minutes of this episode, you can switch over and still get a full new fresh episode. And it is season 5, episode 6, I believe, Reagan. That's finally back. So sorry about that technical issue. We can't believe we've gone this far without a major mistake like that. And now they're hitting us all at once. So go ahead and enjoy 6 minutes and head over for the new episode. Thanks so much. Hi, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Joe.
Hello.
And Hev.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here to discuss Season 5, Episode 13, Sam Again. And before we do, we'll pass around the feeling stick. I have nothing, Joe.
Nothing for this show.
Hev.
I kind of feel like I'm the only one who ever does feeling sticks.
You are. Because we used to do it week by week, so I always had new information, but right. Now it throws off the time.
Oh, now it's, yeah, exactly. So I have a feeling stick about Justin Long. Mm. I was watching a Entertainment Tonight, something of that nature, and it showed him and Drew Barrymore see each other, and they're so happy, and they used to date for 3 years.
Oh, I don't think I knew they dated.
Drew and Justin?
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Huh.
And they dated for 3 years, and then I think it like...
I wonder if they met on that movie, He's Just Not Into You, because they were both in that.
Oh, they're both
they
in that.
They didn't have any scenes together, but...
Probably. Yeah. That's probably where they met. And that's it.
Okay. So the Netflix description for this episode is, applying for a new, more relaxed, progressive school, Jess discovers the principal is dating her ex. Schmidt quarantines Nick and Cece, which is funny because a lot of memes came up about that when the pandemic hit.
And Winston.
Oh,
well, I'm just telling you how it reads, and it doesn't read.
That's what I thought of, too, when I was watching it. I was like, oh, he was ahead of his time for the pandemic.
Major pandemic vibes.
Yeah.
Joe, do you have a Joe Flix?
For this show, I definitely would have to center around Sam's beard, because all the talk was around Sam's beard.
Interesting.
Good insight.
So I would say... I'm not sure. I don't really have one for this one because the beard was the main character.
Okay. Guest star. Oh, Heather, what do you vote for? You can't even say Joe Flix. All he said was the beard.
Joe's perspective is so interesting that I'm going to have to go Joe Flix.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guest stars from this episode include Lucy Punch, who plays the principal Genevieve, who was in Bad Teacher and Into the Woods and like 4 million other things. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
So we open in the loft, and we find out that Jess got a new job, at least a trial, and she's really excited
because
it's hard out there.
It's her dream job.
It is her dream job.
And wasn't it just 2 episodes ago she quit?
2 or 3.
Maybe it was. Yeah.
Schmidt says Jess is going to bring home germs, and Nick says he never gets sick. Is he eats like raisins out of her purse?
Oh yeah,
that she confiscated from the students, and then immediately sneezes. Jess is like, "Well, that was immediate."
Yeah,
and we find out that he's now sick at the tour of Banyan Canyon with the principal, which is the new school. Two kids start to argue, and the principal says we need to move this discussion to the feelings farm. And Jess flashes back to how they handled fights at Coolidge, which was the principal locking the door so he didn't have to get hurt.
Oh, that was funny. And if one of the kids who gets to go in the special conflict area is named Williamsburg.
Williamsburg,
I love that name.
In the feelings farm, everyone sits on the floor. The chair is only for the children's feelings, and honesty is the feeling that they're discussing. And Jess jumps in and kind of takes over in a good way the feelings farm discussion, and the principal's very impressed.
Oh, she was made for a feelings farm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like the feeling stick.
Right, exactly.
We'll call it the segment Feelings Farm now.
Yeah, I like that.
So Nick's been quarantined in his room, and Schmidt is trapping him in there with cellophane to block the germs. I guess he can't eat or go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that was weird.
And he's on quarantine because Schmidt has a presentation and he can't come in sick because when you come in sick, you basically get fired there. Winston has a coffee date. He can't get sick for that. And Cece, who's outside the quarantine room, sneezes.
Oh, Cece.
And that's like how COVID was. Right. Someone coughed. You're like, yeah. Absolutely not. And now Cece and Nick, who don't know each other very well, never spent any time together, are in the room together streaming a really weird puppet show, which we'll get into more later.
And I just want to say one thing. It's very interesting, and the Golden Girls fans, and we do have some out there, will like this. The Golden Girls did a very, very similar episode.
Nice.
So there's that. And then...
they use cellophane, too?
No. But also, that seems like something I would do. Like, if I lived with people, because I get sick so easily, and when I get sick, I get so ill.
Yeah.
Like, I would totally do that. But luckily, I lived just with my dog and I.
Yeah, there's not a lot of zoonotic diseases that she can give you.
So and I have not gotten COVID, but I'm not,
ooh,
I don't want to jinx
it. Don't even say it,
yeah.
You just did.
I know.
Joe hasn't either, right, Joe, that you know of?
No.
That you know of. Both of you, really.
Right, I could have it.
I don't know what, I mean, I don't get sick, so I don't know what it's like to have it. Like, I don't get...
interesting
sneezes,
point.
Cough,
yeah.
Because next like to Nick never gets sick, I wrote the words Joe.
Yeah.
Because Joe is always like, I'm not the healthiest one in the family. I never get sick. I called you when you were having a stroke once.
Yeah, just major things. But I don't get
literally it. Have had open heart surgery.
Yeah, just the major things.
Back surgery.
Yeah, well, that's a big
two
thing.
Two knee surgeries.
Those are big, too.
Gallstones. I can't. I mean, I've lost track of
kidney
my time.
Kidney stones, yeah. But
kidney stones, too. Kidney stones. Oh, I wasn't done. Oh,
you don't catch me sneezing, coughing,
yes, I do.
No viruses,
because
no
you get
fever.
The sniffles.
I've never had a fever.
Yes,
sniffles.
You do.
I got allergies, but that's
no,
that's,
no,
that's
no.
Different. Allergies.
When you would get sick when we were married, you'd be like, "Oh, can you get the remote for me on the other couch?"